This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ready and anxious to go through the top stories this week from Talkers Magazine. This is the DJV interpretation with the DJVers Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here to go through the charts for the week of August 17th to the 21st from Talkers Magazine. There are a lot of things that have happened this week. Changes here, changes there. Sometimes week to week, the countdown may not seem as if it's that different, because a lot of the issues, certainly the last 4, 5, 6 months, have been the same or related. Not necessarily this week. There are a lot of things in the story list this week and people list that hopefully we'll have time to get to, ladies, in this hour, with your comments and observations. Let's start at number 10, the situation with the wildfires in California, because I've been in California this week, and Jennifer, you're there all the time. The wildfires and the annual, it's a ritual, these fires. And the fact that they were set is so, it's just.
Well, not all of them, actually.
Well, you know what I mean.
No. In the northern part of, there's one fire that was set that we know of by a homeless person, and that person's been apprehended. But there are 367 fires burning right now in the state that they know of, because the smoke is so bad. Imagine this. They can't even get an idea from the air of all the fires that are burning because the smoke is so heavy. But up in Northern California, where many of these fires are breaking out, there have been lightning strikes, like thousands of lightning strikes, and that has been actually setting off these fires. Now, it is propelled by a lot of uncleared brush. When I was growing up, I've said this to you for years and years and years.
It's the same story year after year.
When I was growing up,
oh my God,
every year the fire department would come and say, you have to clear your brush, you have to do this, you have to do that. Now that is gone. And so it's really poor mismanagement, certainly, and firefighters are stretched really thin this year, more thin than in other years.
Because you guys used
from out of the state.
And
actually last time, but yes, that's right.
Yeah,
I don't know that
they're
doing that because of coronavirus.
Well, there's a huge COVID outbreak with the prisoner firefighters, which sounds ridiculous that prisoners are firefighters, but there was a huge outbreak of the virus. And so now you guys are even more shorthanded. So it sounds like it's just a mess.
Wow. All right, number 9. Victoria, you carried or covered this in a conversation we had on the weekday DJV program. So if you'd like to bring us up to speed on what Stephen Bannon has been charged with, there's a sleaze bag and a half, man. If this guy didn't always reek of being a sleaze, now you understand by listening to this, if you haven't heard the story yet, why he certainly fits the bill.
Yeah. So what Steve Bannon is accused of, he was arrested this week, and he is charged with federal fraud and money laundering. Prosecutors allege that he and three other people diverted funds from donations made to a nonprofit group called We Build the Wall. And so essentially they went and they did fundraising for this nonprofit, where people gave private money to build the wall in Mexico, or between the U.S.-Mexico border, and then they wanted to essentially finance it privately for sections of it. And then apparently they created sham invoices, sham accounts. They laundered a portion of almost $25 million in these nonprofit funds. That's how much money they raised. And
how do guys like this get to be so prominent? How do people that are so obviously...
I don't know anything about Steve Bannon's background, to be honest. I have no idea. I know he was at Breitbart or was the head of it or whatever, but I don't know his background. But prosecutors are saying that at least $1 million that they've tracked was funneled from Bannon to a separate nonprofit in order to conceal the money, and essentially he spent it on, he was on a yacht off the coast of Connecticut. Brian Kulfage, the organization, this We Build the Wall, that organization, the founder and president, he paid for personal home renovations with this money, among other items. They had a group GoFundMe page that they were raising even more money. That was deleted on Wednesday of this week. So each, the maximum sentence for each charge is 20 years. All four of these guys have multiple charges. So if they're found guilty, they're probably all going to jail for a very long time.
Yeah. All right. Well, couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Right.
See.
Well, and just to tell the complete story, he said he didn't do it. So
that's what I'm saying. Allegedly, and, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I think we have to wait and see how it all plays out, because there has been, as you know, a lot of people who use their position of power in the government to go after their opponents.
Yep, that's very true. No question about that. That one, you're right on that one, on that side of it, Jennifer. Number eight, our relationship with China and others. You know, what comes to, well, I think last week during this time, and almost in this position, there was a story about Israel making a deal with the United Arab Emirates. This week, they made another deal with, I forget what the country was, but it, for those who are down on Benjamin Netanyahu because of his politics or political point of view, I would say that maybe people ought to stand back a little bit and see how these things are happening. I have not talked to too many of my friends over there about the specifics that involve these deals, but when I see Hamas trying to blow things up after the announcement of these sort of peace accords, that means there's something good to them. So
from what I hear, they're actually more on the way, and that they'll be revealed over the next couple of weeks, more countries coming into this.
Yeah.
And I just have to say, this is the bit of hypocrisy that drives people like me nuts, and that is that if President Obama brokered a deal like what the Trump administration did, he'd be handed a Nobel Peace Prize. Instead, people try to downplay it, and they don't give Trump the credit that he deserves for this.
But why is that? When did all this? That's a good thing for us to examine for a moment or two. When and where and how did it get to the point that there is, it, right now it's skewed toward, the negative stuff is skewed toward Republicans, the Republican administration, people who are left of center, think the people who are right of center are no good. Not that that hasn't always been the case, but, you know, there used to be the Republicans would made a lot of noise about the lefties, but what brings about this particular, in this league, can you go back, Jennifer, and point to the issue or the time when the switch was flipped so that there was this complete overtaking of the news
media? No way. It started in the Bush administration, and it started, I think it started.
Was it Iraq?
Well, the divide, I think.
It started?
Well, I think the divide in our country started, well, the divide has always been there, let's be honest. It's really said people
like
come together based on
not like
that. But we have multiple platforms that are, okay, we have platforms that are playing into it that weren't always there. People can say whatever they want on Twitter. They can say whatever they want on Facebook. That adds to the feelings of division. Whenever you look at social media, you turn on and you see somebody with a very strident view. Okay, so that's number one. There are things at play that we never had before. But, and we also have a 24-hour news cycle, which plays up all of this. So you have those two things going on. But I really believe that the most recent crack happened in Iraq when, and this, I think Democrats believe there was blood in the water when the weapons of mass destruction thing. They backed away from Iraq, even though every single one of them voted for it, Hillary Clinton included, to go into Iraq. They all backed away. They saw the blood in the water, and then they started trying to divide and use that against Republicans, even though everybody was unanimously in favor of going into Iraq for the most part. I think only Bernie Sanders was one that didn't want to go in. And quite frankly, President Trump, as a private citizen, said it was a mistake. So then you go into President Obama's world, and I don't think people saw a big effort of Obama to try to unify anybody. I think there was this idea that there was somebody who was up there morally trying to look down on people who had different beliefs. And that's what bothered me, I guess, just, and I don't think I'm the only one, about the convention this week, is that there wasn't a lot of meat to chew on. It was a lot of Trump hatred, and then a lot of people saying, well, if you don't agree with me, you're a bad person, or you don't believe in love, or you don't believe, if we have a difference of opinion. And that homogenized way of thinking is really dangerous. We should be able to celebrate that we're different, instead of making everybody have the same thought, because the truth is that no one is 100% right.
Do you think
the RNC is actually going to focus on substance? I really do.
Well,
I think they'll be
unification.
Certainly.
Do you think that there's going to be, like, let's embrace people on the left? Because as a person on the left, I haven't gotten any of that.
The messages at the DNC did nothing to make me feel like I would be a part of anything if any of these people won.
No, so I agree with the idea that you're running,
I mean, there was no effort to bring other people into this umbrella. It was all about how terrible I am because I've backed up Trump, or how terrible I am because I don't agree, or how hateful I am because I have a different opinion. And so, yeah, it's hurtful to me because I don't think that there's going to be unity for the next four years, no matter what.
Do you, and we don't have a crystal ball, but do you suspect or do you think that the RNC is going to offer something for someone like me? Do you think that I'm going to feel like I'm included in anything there?
It's going to reach out, I think, more to the middle. The people
I think that's, and we have to see.
My point is that I think there is going to be more substance offered by the Republicans, yes, because they're going to talk about the economy, law and order, and safety. And so, yes, I believe there'll be more substance than we got from Democrats. That being said, the split with Obama, I think, started, and then we had Trump come in, and no one wanted to work with him either, and here we are today.
Yeah. Coming up, the number eight item is a focus on the relationship we have with China, especially the Middle East was in there, but I think China is the number one focus of most people's comments. So we'll get to that in a moment here on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV gang.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, Doug came up with some stuff this week that's pertinent to number eight, and that is all of the things that we need to take back from China, the supply chain. How many people realize, this is putting it into perspective in a manner of speaking, that we last year spent $186 billion buying things, computer electronics made in China. $50 billion buying electrical equipment made in China. $44 billion with manufacturing equipment made in China. Basic machinery, $38, $39 billion. Clothing, $30 billion. Fabricated metal, $27 billion. Furniture, $27 billion. Transportation equipment, $22 billion. Chemicals and drugs, $22 billion. Plastic and rubber products, $21 billion. Leather and similar goods, $27 billion. We spent $540 billion last year buying crap made in China. That seems to me to be something that ought to put people right on their heels, understanding that and the trade We only spent, $120 billion buying, they only spent $120 billion buying stuff from us. So that ought to put it all in perspective, I think. 21 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the DJV overview of the hot hits in talk radio, our talk radio review, which is coupled with a conversation that Michael Harrison and I have every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, going through the stories that are always published at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com, in fact, is where you go to see this list every week, should you want to, should you desire to see it, the story list, the people list. We're at number 7, the Black Lives Matter movement and race relations in our country. Observations, I made mine, I think it was early in the week or maybe it was last week, when I was talking about article from Dorothy Roberts, the idea, as I put forth, black jeans, white jeans, all the same, the Black Lives Matter. I got involved in a conversation with my dentist, as a matter of fact, who's an Asian, and she and I were discussing this whole business while she was drilling my, I wasn't, I really wasn't much of the conversation. She's drilling in my teeth. And so we got to talking. She's from South Korea. And, she knows I do a radio program, and she's curious about my take on things. So she asks questions and I give her my spin, and she more wants to know what people are saying about this. Is it all about Black Lives Matter? And because she feels, and other friends of hers who are here as normalized citizens, that their lives matter. So what about, you know, why can't we have Korean lives matter?
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of, in my neighborhood and in my community, we have a heavily Hispanic community. And what I've noticed from people in my circles on social media, at least, people who have come here to this country from Mexico, and particularly, and have come here and have worked and have worked hard and have made something, seem to be really resentful of the BLM movement. And it's not just like one person. I've actually seen this a lot in my
feed. It a little this week too.
Yeah, that's what's really weird about being here, because we are such a melting pot and we have so many different people from other places, and there is a lot of tension because of it, and that's not something that's
made up. Well, then they're foreign people who don't understand the history of America, so, you know.
Now, if we're going to be a melting pot.
But they see America as a land of, they see America as opportunity, and they feel that everybody here has opportunity. And
because they came here willingly, not as slaves, so they came here, and they have had opportunity.
The slave movement is over. There are black people aren't slaves today.
The backfire of this movement is that it makes people feel like they still are slaves. And you said something earlier about how it's driven by white people. It is. The Black Lives Matter movement is actually driven by white people who feel guilty.
I was watching an episode
empower people
of Shark Tank last night on the plane on the way back here. There was a black man who grew up in Brooklyn. He was an orphan. He grew up with nothing. He lived on the streets. He survived by getting cans out of garbage buckets and selling them so he could feed himself. He went on to accomplish fabulous things in high school, got a full scholarship to Harvard, became an entrepreneur in some field that wasn't related at all to what he was doing on Shark Tank. But he brought an idea in there, and he talked readily about his skin color and what he fought as a kid growing up and how he survived and how he made it with all these things against him, and the embrace that he got from the five people at Shark Tank, and how he made it. Ultimately he was able to sell whatever his idea was. But it was just a story that you could see, you could fit any number of people into it who survived because they had the will to survive or wanted to survive. And he talked about, you know, how even though he was black and had all kinds of things going against him, he just decided himself that he was going to take nothing and make something out of it. And I just thought, you know, it could apply to anybody.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As he formally accepted his party's presidential nomination at the final night of the Democratic National Convention, former Vice President Joe Biden took aim at President Trump, especially focusing on how he's responded to the coronavirus outbreak.
And the president keeps telling us the virus is going to disappear. Well, I have news for him. No miracle is coming.
The Republican National Convention is next week, and President Trump said during a Fox News interview last night he expects there will be some differences, including more live speakers than the Democrats had.
I think we're going to have more of it as live than what they did. I think it's pretty boring when you do tape.
President Trump's former campaign chief, Steve Bannon, now out of jail after yesterday pleading not guilty to federal fraud charges. And this is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The storm that could turn into the next hurricane of the season that could hit the U.S., now a tropical depression in the northwestern Caribbean. It is expected to hit the Texas and Louisiana coast on Monday night. Goodyear workers and local leaders in Akron, Ohio, voicing their support for the tire maker in the face of attacks by President Trump. Dozens rallied outside Goodyear's Akron headquarters yesterday to support the company after the president called for a Goodyear boycott after workers at a Kansas Goodyear factory were told that Trump's MAGA hats were banned on the campus. Goodyear says political campaign statements are not allowed on their properties as an anti-harassment measure. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves ordering a stop to tailgating at college football games this fall. Under an executive order issued yesterday, social distancing must be enforced and seating will have to be capped at 25% capacity, and those game day rallies and tailgating events are forbidden. And Tosh.0 is coming to an end, the comedian's video clip comedy show, wrapping up after its upcoming 12th season. Daniel Tosh had signed a 4-season deal with the company back in January. It's unclear if he'll remain with the network now that his show is canceled. The sources telling Variety that Tosh and Viacom are shopping the series to other outlets. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Observations worthy of note, if you will, worth your time to spend some time listening to us each week. Take an overview, standing back, if you will, with the chart items and information here. Talkers Magazine does the research. We do the conversation. Number 6 on the list of all the economic challenges. And I'm guessing here as we take this apart, who knows anything more about the stimulus? Because isn't our economy at the moment kind of hanging in the balance, waiting to hear?
Feels like it. That's a great way to describe it. It feels like it.
So, what?
I think there's not a huge update because Congress is gone. It doesn't seem to be.
Did the Democrats this week talk about any of this stuff at the Democratic National Convention?
No.
Any of this sort of thing came up?
They didn't.
At all?
And the other thing they didn't talk about was any of the violence in major cities. There are a lot of missing things in that. But certainly the message I heard, and maybe Victoria, you heard something different. I watched all four nights. Every minute I watched, and I heard a lot about how Joe's going to bring back jobs, but there wasn't a lot of plans. And then he actually said, well, I'm going to bring back manufacturing jobs. Well, what's laughable, it was actually the Obama administration that cut manufacturing jobs. So I think there's a credibility issue. It's one of the reasons Trump won in Ohio and in Pennsylvania, because so many manufacturing jobs have been cut. They saw him as a ray of light. So I didn't hear any real plans as to how to get the economy going again.
All right, well, it just seems to be this kind of a foggy, vague situation we find ourselves in, because a lot of people are looking for some answers or some leadership. Doesn't seem to be anything.
Well, what Trump
there,
has said is that they're going to that he'll do an executive order for stimulus checks to get those going, but the problem is that is an executive order that could be challenged because the president doesn't have the power to do that. Congress
money.
Does, because it's
yeah,
the power
right.
of the purse.
Money. Yep.
So what Trump did a couple of weeks ago, I believe, arguably, and look, I'm not a lawyer, but I think you could argue that he had the right to do what he did, but there is some gray area. This one would be a violation of what a president can do. But the question would be, is there any Democrat willing to come out and say to challenge the executive order in court? Because they'd win, but then they'd also look like they were keeping money from the American people. So one way it may get done is through executive order, but there may be a challenge.
One of the things that is worthy of note is how the economic reality is affecting businesses. And I can point to any number of things, but the American Airlines story this week that we were talking about a little bit, Victoria, dropping service to 15 cities.
Yeah.
This is going to happen. You'll see every airline dropping service to smaller cities because they can't make it work. They can't make service between big cities work. And if there isn't some kind
not
of economic
right now.
Economic support or challenge. I was on the plane coming back last night from Los Angeles. The flight attendant said, if you went to work, anybody who's gone to work for Delta, for United after 1999's job is in question. Pilot, any air, anybody, mechanic, if you came, the people with seniority from 1999 and back have a job. If you were hired by United after 1999, whether you're a flight attendant, whether you're a pilot, whether you work on the planes, whether you handle baggage, your job is in jeopardy. So you can see that that's going to be one of the areas. I'm sorry?
Was your flight full?
Are you kidding?
No.
First class was full, or almost full. They saved the first two seats for the flight attendants now because they want them not to sit next to each other in the jump seats. So in the back of the plane, I think there were 28 people and a plane that holds 194.
Mm.
So that's, And that's you. I think you're seeing a lot of that sort of thing.
But there's so much. See, I think hospitality and retail are going to be the toughest ones because it's not just the shutdowns in some of these cities. It's people's fear. There's been so much fear-mongering that people are afraid. There was a survey that just came out this week that said that your chance of getting coronavirus on an airplane actually very,
nil.
Very, very low.
It's nil.
And
yep.
yet, what have we been told? People are scared to death to travel. And I'm not pointing fingers because, look, I've been through this the last few weeks, and it's scary. Why is it scary? Because of all the stories that we're hearing,
you know
in
what,
and there's
Jennifer,
a lot of fear built up.
Right. You know what? When you really get down to the coronavirus and what is real about this, have you talked to Jack Stockwell, who's one of the doctors associated with the DJV program and the Good Day Health Show that we run every weekend at gooddayhealthshow.com? You can get the podcast. I'll put a little plug in for that. And Ken Kronhaus, who's also the other doctor, both of them will agree that we've gotten to a point now where not much that most people do is going to change whether they get this or they don't. Yeah, wearing a mask makes
exactly
sense and
what
distancing.
I said, because
but
I'm
if you're,
proof of it.
Unless Ken says, unless you're, he used a figure of 75 or older, some people have said 85 or older, and you're out of shape, you're very vulnerable to it, no matter whether you wear a mask or you don't. There was one. A child who died in California, I think this past week, of the virus, who was so sick, who had so many challenges physically and otherwise, that this person could have gotten a cold and died. So the putting things into perspective now is something that is the job, hopefully, of people like us who can look at things objectively and say, this is really what it's all about.
Well, now, I'm focusing on therapeutics, because if we do believe that people are going to get it, which I believe, even if you try hard, you're still gonna get it. That what are you gonna do to treat it so that you don't have that most, you know, the worst possible outcome?
The number five. I love that remdesivir worked for your mom. You know, that's encouraging, because your mom is the first person that I know of, like personally, who's used it and you know with, you know, for whom it's worked. So that's important to know. The FDA has kind of, I don't know why, but the FDA this week announced that they've put the brakes on, or I think it was the CDC, they put the brakes on the plasma treatment. And I have actually heard two different stories of the plasma treatment working in New York, so I'm not sure what the reason for that is.
The medical community, the nerds, if you will, the ones who are, the guy who runs the health department in my community is a complete wonk. And all he does is look at stuff that comes from various sources, and that's how he makes up his mind. Not whether it's real or whether it has practicality in our community. And I think you can carry that through. Number five this week on the countdown is a focus on what's going on in education. Another example of people running, willy-willy, running out of the house. Oh, no! When kids should go back to school. Youngsters, my grandson is starting kindergarten today. It's online, and he met his classmates online, the teacher online, and my daughter, who is a college professor, is teaching at UCLA out of her office because she's the only one. There are hundreds of profs at UCLA. None of them want to go back into the building because it's easier to teach from home. Megan said, I'm going to my office and teach from there because at least it feels like I'm going to work.
Yeah. At least she has the option, because some schools are not even giving teachers that option.
Right.
And so then you have teachers with kids who are trying to figure out how to get them distance learning and how they're supposed to teach.
But the political correctness here is the point, Jennifer and Victoria.
Believe me, I'm living it.
I mean, yeah, in California, it's absurd what's going on. Absurd.
I don't know if you heard this while you were here, but the governor, because the state is in such bad trouble and everything shut down and, you know, there's no revenue being generated, and the state has been already in a very precarious position because of unfunded pension liabilities. The governor was supposed to take a pay cut like he asked all government workers to do. Everybody was supposed to take a 10% pay cut. He didn't take his.
Really?
Everybody else took a 10% pay cut. He didn't take his. He also was gifted a home and didn't even pay taxes on it. So there's a lot of good for thee and not for me out there.
Well, one of the things that's a problem, I don't know how, I think it's reflected in areas where unions are stronger, teachers just say, we're not going back to work. But yet they expect to get paid. So, you know, how are they putting, now I'm not saying everybody is doing this because it isn't, it's not everybody, but there are too many people who put themselves first instead of the children. Isn't that what teaching and being involved with students like that is supposed to be about? It's supposed to be about the children, not about you and your job.
Right,
is it what I miss here?
But everyone should be paid fairly for the job that they do. And so there are, I have my best friend.
Which means a lot of teachers in California should be paid nothing. Because they're not doing a damn thing.
My best friend is a teacher in New York at a private school. They are going back into the classroom, and so. But she also has to do. They're asking a lot of teachers. They all had to take pay cuts, and her workload has doubled. So she has to teach in person in the classroom at like 3 days a week, and she has to also still.
Why
do
was her pay
online.
Cut? The tuition's cut.
Because parents pulled their kids out of the school.
Oh.
So they lost. It's a small private school. They have 400 students. They lost 100 students. So when you lose 100 students,
it's a big
you know,
hit.
What are you going to do? Right. They have to make pay cuts. Right. But they're also asking her to basically double her workload. She has two small children who also need to be educated, and she has to teach in the classroom, and then she has to do online teaching as well. So it's... You know, maybe California is different, but, you know, in New York and in New Jersey, they're still trying to decide if kids are going to go back in person or not.
It's going to be a double. It's like they're going to approach it from both sides. But anyway.
Like a staggered kind of schedule.
Yeah, right. Okay, we've got COVID stuff and the Postal Service coming up here. It's 44 past the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Hey, Michelle Dudash here. I hate to break it to your parents, but summer's almost over. Whether school is in person or virtual for your kids, it's still a good time to reset your family's eating habits. As a registered dietitian, eating quality ingredients is important to me. As a Cordon Bleu certified chef, I know the foods must be delicious. The most important tip I have is to use simple and fresh ingredients. One of my favorites is California figs. From now until November, it's California fresh fig season. So when you see them, buy them. And you can get your fig fix year-round with California dried figs. It's easy to cook with figs and add nutrition like fiber, potassium, and calcium to dishes you're already making. My kids love my three-ingredient fig jam. It's a great after-school snack or breakfast spread. My favorite lunch is a rotisserie chicken salad with figs, sweet and savory at the same time. For more healthy recipe ideas and to order the California Fig Cookbook, go to californiafigs.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Can you hear us?
Excuse me. All right. The DJV is we're all too close here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. I got something to fix my hoarseness this week, though. While I was at the doctor's in California, I just haven't picked up the prescription yet. But it gets rid of all of this. I've been this whole season of the all of the phlegm and stuff that we're all getting because of our allergies. I found the cure. I'll let you know once I try using.
I'm gonna tell you, Countdown Extra. Countdown Extra on the DJV show this week, we talked about honey actually being more effective than even some antibiotics. So
yep.
Check
there
that
you
out.
Go. Check it out, DJVshow.com. Okay, a minute or less here on the UPS, the Postal Service. The other stuff, you know, the presidential race, we've said all there is to say about that. But the Postal Service and what's going on with the rotting food and the dead animals and the chaos at the Postal Service, I think they've taken advantage. Yeah, there were a few hiccups, but I think they've gone way over the top by, you know, with the reaction to supposed cuts or reorganization or whatever it is. I think we haven't heard the last of this by any stretch of the imagination. All right, thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour here on the Countdown.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Past the hour here on the DJV program. Time for us to check in with our auto expert this week. Well, he's not just our auto expert this week. He's been our auto expert for, what, how many? You've been on this program for a couple of years now, right?
Yeah, at least.
What? It feels like you've been on it since you got out of the womb? Is that what you're just trying to communicate?
I didn't have any gray hair when I started, Doug.
Oh, fabulous. There you go. I was watching, coming back on the plane, I was in Los Angeles this week, and I came back on the plane last night, and I was watching a couple of episodes of Jay Leno's Garage, which is a very entertaining, really good show. And he had some of the craziest stuff. He had some guy who had a car that was made out of pipes, and it was like 42 feet long or something. I mean, the kind of stuff that you see, you wonder how it even gets onto the roadway. That's the thing. So what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen on the road?
Huh, that's an interesting one. I think really the flying car is probably the weirdest thing ever because it's a plane that really is, you know, its wings fold in. So it's like a plane has wings fold in and it just drives down the road. Ugliest thing you've ever seen, by the way. And you have to have a pilot's license to drive one, so why would you bother? I mean, it's pretty ugly too. But every time I've ever been to Jay's garage, he does the same jokes as he walks around his garage. You know, he'll turn on the jet motorcycle really loud, and then he'll try and talk to you while it's going, and you can't hear a thing, and he knows you can't hear a thing. So he says, "Do you get all that?" You know, when he's done. But he's a good guy.
Oh, he's a very good guy. I've been around him a couple of times. He's very, very good. But he loves because, you know, he's from my neck of the woods here in Massachusetts. He started as a mechanic at a Mercedes dealership in the town next door to where I live.
Oh.
Yeah, and so he's had this love of cars. He really knows his way around the cars. Very credible, good stuff. So anyway, I got a kick out of seeing that. In Arizona, they're making electric cars. At least there's one there that gets 500 miles on a single charge. So is this something that it's called? It's from Lucid Motors. You familiar with that?
Yes.
Yeah, what's the story?
Yeah, so Lucid, they displayed these cars a few times at auto shows. Again, it's they're not selling any quite yet, but they have this vehicle that can do that. I mean, it was only going to be a matter of time before people were able to break the sort of what Tesla has. And I think it'll also be one of the fastest charging vehicles in the country. There's about, 50 or 60 electric vehicle startups around the country, including the old London Taxi Company who make those vehicles. They have an electric arm of delivery vans that they're selling, and everybody's doing it. It's almost like you're not one of the Joneses if you don't go out and get an electric car company. So Lucid seems to have had some success. However, haven't seen a dealership and haven't been able to buy one yet, so I'll hold my breath for that one.
All right, so the folks at Chrysler have put together a pickup truck. It has a 702 horsepower engine. What in the name of heaven would anybody want to drive a small half-ton pickup truck with that kind of an engine? And look at the price tag. Good God.
Right. Well, I have to tell you, first of all, I want one because, who doesn't want something with a V8 Hellcat engine in it? It's really a Ford Raptor beta, right? And we've heard those words thrown around willy-nilly for years. Oh, yeah, so-and-so is going to come out with a Ford Raptor beta, and, of course, it never does it. This has a real shot, actually, at being a better vehicle than the Raptor, and it's about the same price tag, too. And it's big. I mean, they make great large cars with these huge, big Hellcat engines in. Why not put one in the truck? Well, finally, they've done it, and the Ram 1500 TRX has 702 horsepower, a big old V8 engine, and it's going to be probably the fastest, the most powerful pickup out there, sort of commercial pickup anyway.
You said last week that Chrysler was also going to bring back the Wagoneer, and the Wagoneers that I owned in the 70s and 80s all had that fake wood paneling on the side.
Yeah.
Is that how they will differentiate? Is this just going to be a Cherokee with paneling on the side?
So they've started to send out tease videos and videos of the old one. Here's the funny thing about it, Doug, is the tease picture they have has wood paneling in it down the side. So it's only just a quick close-up of the badge and stuff. But I did talk to Jim Morrison, the head of Jeep today, and he sort of did drop a couple hints that it might be more on the luxury end than on the...
So to compete with the Range Rover buyer. Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, nothing competes with the Range Rover, but yes.
Right. Yeah. So I noticed around here, we only have a few seconds, a lot of the Nissan dealers are closing. Is that why they're considering merging with Honda?
Well, they do. They have lost their shirt in the COVID-19, so the Japanese government now have this on the table. It could be happening, Nissan and Honda joining forces. Who knows what the future holds?
That's right. Well, we can say that about anything, including you coming back next week. Well,
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.